Got to say, the Kiwis are putting up a better fight than we did against Pakistan. Currently, New Zealand lead by 177 runs with 4 wickets remaining. If they could get 240 in front, that would be massive. That would be massive. Anyway, they're putting up a terrific fight. Hello, Henry.
Morning, TK. Good morning, James.
Yeah, I watched a bit of this last night. The Kiwis have done well.
You're getting as bad as me. I watched it as well. Still stumps. And it's just turning a bit there in Dubai. A bit more happening on that pitch than when Australia played, that's for sure.
What do you think will happen?
I think that's an exciting finish. 250 in front. It's the last day today over there. So I think that'll come to a very very interesting conclusion.
Yeah.
Who could spin to win for New Zealand?
I've got Ish Shodi, the big leg spinner.
Right.
Yep.
He looks pretty handy. He looks pretty handy. Big, tall guy. Does get a bit of turn. Taking a few wickets in the first innings.
Yeah, he took a couple in. Yeah, he did. He took a couple. He's actually from India originally and now making it there, mate. This is terrible news, really, regarding Michael Clarke and that hamstring, mate, from Alex Contouris, who told us it could go any time, whether he has 5 months off or 5 days off.
That is not a great piece of information for a professional sportsman to have.
Terrible.
Running around, is it?
Terrible, mate.
When do they next pick him? Because it's a risk.
Now, it was an interesting press conference from Contouris yesterday, wasn't it? It was, he's got club for you tomorrow, but he can't play that.
No.
Got a shield game, he can't play that. And we'll just see how he goes before the first test. Well, if you're not playing, look, I would think that hamstring having gone 3 times, he's got to get through a game somewhere, whether that's a club game or a state game or whatever. To be eligible to play a test match, I think he would have to get through a fixture of some importance just to prove to himself
that
the hammy was all right.
Yeah,
I think we all agree.
Mark Waugh came out and said, look, we'd like to have a look at this last Shield game before we select our squad, which makes a lot of sense. However, Cricket Australia have said, no, you've got to pick it early, and it's for marketing purposes. I'm not sure how popular he's going to be after that one, Henry, but it seems a little ridiculous, doesn't it?
It did seem when the program originally came out, but, yeah, it would have been great. The Shield game starts on Tuesday. Even, say, the third day of the Shield game, you can announce the team. Or wait till the end of the game. That seemed very logical, but once again, where was it? Debacle a couple of years ago when they
Ashes.
An 18-man squad and down at the Opera House and all that sort of stuff.
Yep.
You know, and that was a couple of weeks before for a test match.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's some practical cricket things that have to be done, and they don't always match up with what marketing wants done.
No. So Josh Hazlewood, just say, for example, Henry, a man you've had a lot to do with, who's bowling very, very well at the moment, wouldn't he be better off playing a Shield game before that test match?
Well, once again, let's go back to the original edict from CA was that all the test players will be available for this Shield game.
Yeah.
And, of course, they're starting to dilute that in many ways now.
Yes.
Right.
And some players may be getting rested. We still don't know.
Okay.
So, yeah, the plan was for all the players to be available for it, and that seemed like a pretty sensible move. But so I don't know who's affecting that, whether the selectors had another think or it is the marketing people once again. But a full round of Shield with every player playing, that'd be terrific anyway. That would be a nice piece of marketing in itself.
But if I'm a selector, that's what I'd want anyway. I'd want to be watching, having another really good look at these blokes and then picking the best informed team I possibly could and, you know, just convincing myself of what I thought.
Well, particularly as people like Ryan Harris.
Yeah.
He needs another run. I mean, he's, you know, he got through the Shield game and just completed, but he was a bit rusty in the first dig. But he just needs some more overs in his legs, and he's certainly not in prime form. But for him, he needs another game.
Yeah.
So if he gets, I don't think he'll be in the squad, but he could be. But he needs another run. And maybe Peter Siddle does as well. Just to convince the selectors. I got Pfeiffer the other day in Adelaide. That was mostly with the old ball. But you just mentioned, Josh Hazlewood knocking down every door possible, and so maybe is Mitchell Starc. So you've got the young fast bowlers versus the veterans. So another round of Shield cricket, just to sort that out, would be ideal.
And just on that, we were looking at Josh Hazlewood and some vision of him just walking along, and you could see how much work he's done to get himself physically right. Forget the injuries. There looks like there's been a lot of work, a lot of running on the track to get himself right, Henry.
No, and a lot of bowling.
Right.
Which is the most important thing. So he's had a lot of bowling in the nets. He's had a good build-up. He's had some Australia A games over the winter, not too many, and then he's played the whole state one-day competition. He was the best bowler in that. He was terrific, and he's continued on that good form. So he needs to be playing another Shield game going into the test match, but I mean, the worst thing you want when you're going well is to have to sit down and miss a game as well.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see what they come up with on Monday. We appreciate that, mate. Have a good weekend, Henry.
You too, gentlemen.